Blog Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Well, hello, hello, everybody. Here we are, Saturday night edition of the Psychic Love Doctor Show. Of course, where you are, it may not be evening yet, but it is here. Sun is going down. It's been a beautiful day, very much. And big news for today is, what's his name? The Unabomber died in prison.
Ted Kaczynski?
Yes, he did.
Wow, I did not hear that.
He bought the farm while in prison.
Like
he was
Pat Robertson
80
died
years.
Like yesterday or the
Who
day
did?
Before. Pat Robertson died like
oh,
the
yeah.
day before another
well,
one.
Well, good. They can sit up there. And
I don't think they have anything in common.
Well, who knows on that level, you know?
Yeah, I'm just saying.
Well, they can sit up there and maybe chew the fat a little bit.
You're assuming that both are going in the same place.
Well, some of us don't necessarily think there is a
just
hell.
Just saying. It's pretty predominantly spoken of.
Yeah, well, it could be just be a scare tactic, like the boogeyman.
Well, yeah. Would you like to find out? I wouldn't. Better safe than sorry.
Yeah, and you know, that's the thing. You get up there to the pearly gates. St. Peter or Paul is standing there, and they've got this great big clipboard. And he said, oh, Jim, I see, Jimbo, you know, you'd be coming right on in here if you hadn't have done that one thing.
I think of all the people that are doing terrible things on there, I'm not really sweating it. If there is that, if you get to the Judgment Day thing, I think I'm all right. I think it's a relative thing.
Here's the thing, metaphysically, there's a big difference between religiously and metaphysically. Metaphysically, we all go back to the, whatever you want to call it, higher power source, the all being, the alpha, the omega. I mean, there are lots of names for it, but I think that's where we ultimately go back, is to a place that is supreme, supreme love and healing. Okay.
There been people that have, you know, the people that died and then they bring him back on the table. And there was a guy that said he pretty much was on his way to hell. And when he brought back, he said, I changed my damn life around, boy, very quickly after that experience. He felt he was on his way to some horrible, terrible, hellish place. And then they brought him back on the table and he goes, oh, change time for a change of his life.
Well, I guess it's a discussion that can go on forever.
Yeah, it can go on forever. But I'm just saying, that guy was like, oh, I'm a believer, and I'm going to be a good boy now. No more bad stuff.
A couple of things before we get to the readings, guys. A couple of things that need to be reminded to all of you and all. The thing is, we have to remember that when we're getting readings, these are not pronouncements that are, you know, signed in blood. No. This is about the potential that your life holds that is revealed in the cards. But once you've received the prophecy of that potential, this is when it's up to you to manifest that. You're the one that puts it into motion. Because I could sit here all day long and tell you, oh, yeah, you're going to be a queen of the universe. You know, the all being, the master of time, space, and dimension. But you have to, if it's even, that would be possible, you'd have to make it happen. I can only tell you that you have the potential for that. So that is something we needed to be aware of again and again, periodically. We have some who call in and will say to me, well, why hasn't this happened yet? Or, you know, do you know what you're talking about? And why aren't I feeling it? Well, that's not up to me. I share with you the insight that I receive. Okay? And most of it will come to pass. Right, Jim? Righto?
Whatever you say.
Right on. But a lot of it comes from you. Okay. So I wanted to really make that clear. I forgot the other point. You can remember it, can't you? No.
I don't even know what the hell you're talking about. I was busy doing Facebook stuff. We used to have this as part of our opening disclaimer, but you thinned it out. Don't sell your house. Don't quit your job. That was all part of our thing.
Well, maybe it'd be a good idea since we're getting new people.
Just saying. That used to be our thing that we used to always have as part of the beginning to remember our just little disclaimer. That's why we used to say informational for, and entertainment purposes only, like psychics do on TV. They all have that. Every single one of them always says entertainment. The lawyers think that's a better word to use.
As entertainment?
They wouldn't all use it if they didn't know. But I'm just saying. You changed that. She changes everything. I just sit here and I'm just a robot bitch. That's all I am. That'll make decisions. I don't do anything.
Oh, do you hear it? I hear it.
I'm serious.
The world's tiniest violin is
just saying. Playing. We used to say that informational and entertainment purposes only, but she changed that.
It's my truth too, Catherine. But everyone does have their own. Okay. And probably the worst thing we do is step into that briar patch because everybody's got their own. The only thing I want to say, though, is that I have noticed people who are spiritual versus religious. Spiritual people are very tolerant of others and their religious practices, what they do, what they believe. But I find that religious people, if you don't follow their way, what happens?
It depends on them.
Boom, you're going to hell.
That depends, too. And typically that was the really old school religious people. The old, a couple generations ago, typically they were like that. I mean, wars have been fought over that stuff, and they've been persecuted and all that crap.
Welcome to you. Do we call you Shelley? Shell?
I think it's Shelley.
Shelley? Well, it's good to have you with us.
And if I'm wrong, get your lawyer to send me. Shanae, isn't she in the UK? But we haven't even got the show going. You realize that, right?
I'll tell you.
Are you done?
Yeah.
You done? You all done speaking?
All right. I'm going to remind everyone.
Okay.
Only using an ordinary deck of playing cards. Those who are watching us on Facebook on the Psychic Love Doctor show page, you can see them. The deck I'm holding up has the King of Clubs on it right now. This is the only deck we're using. Not tarot. Not Oracle. Not any of the other systems that are out there. This is personal prophecy, as my grandmother taught it to me all those many years ago. And I feel it really does kind of stand on its own. It's a very literal type of, for psychic readings. It's very specific in most ways, oftenly, I don't know why I'm having difficulty speaking tonight. Maybe it's you, Jim.
It's got to be me. Yeah. Got to be.
So anyway, Facebookers, remember, we'll turn to you if we run out of calls. Tonight is mainly a call into the show. All right. So I'm also going to use a 24-card layout for each of our callers, which is the same layout I would use if we were meeting privately. And that is what I will use. It gives me a very good picture of your landscape, of your life, where we're not just randomly throwing out cards. This gives me an idea of, how things have been for you. Have you been on a super emotional road? Is it rough and rocky? Are things going extremely well for you? Et cetera, et cetera. So, with that said, I'm now going to turn you over to our very own Jimbo Baggins. Ta-da!
Welcome, everybody. We want to remind you this show is for informational and educational purposes only. Also, we want to remind you that if you are an international caller, whether you're on Blog Talk or if you're a Facebooker here visiting us, let us know and we'll give you live international shout-outs. Looks like the only one we have thus far is Sinead. in the UK. She said she has confirmed that she is in the UK.
Yes. Hello. Glad to have
Welcome in. Welcome in. Welcome to the new folks we have here tonight, too. So everybody's welcome. We just give the international shout out to the folks. 99% of the ones that are international that are here on Facebook are in time zones that are putting them in the wee hours of the morning. So we give them a little love. Our neighbors to the north show up usually in their same time zone as us, but we still give them an international shout out. Another country's another country. So, all right, let's rock and roll here. 515-602-9676. That's the number to call in. Call in, get your free reading. When you call in, you'll hear a message that says you can listen to the show while you wait. Your statement, I tested it. Everything's working great. You can indeed hear the show while you wait. So you'll be in a queue. We'll see you on a list. Just wait. So you get to listen to the show. It's better than that elevator music some places have. So, how about that place here? Like when we call, if you call like the Chinello's chain here.
I don't know. What do you
have? They have a Chinello's song that just repeats over and over and over. It's not a bad tune for like a chain that's like a two-state chain.
Yeah.
But damn, after like 5 minutes, you want to just...
Is this like that...
Chinello.
That boat ride at Disneyland and World.
No.
Where all those little people are singing.
That's torture. That's torture. I contemplated jumping out of that boat.
Small World.
Yep, Small World. I contemplated jumping out of that boat.
And they sing it in different languages, too.
I don't remember. I just remembered I was like, I screwed. I got on the boat. I have nowhere to go. I have to ride this out to the end. Yep. It still brings back sad memories. That's when I found out back then in the 80s, they didn't sell beer at Magic Kingdom.
Oh, they didn't?
No, I found that out. That's the first thing I looked for after that damn ride was where the beer was. I said, oh, no, that's over in the Epcot Center. Like, oh, remember it was broken up into two sides.
No fruity cocktails, nothing?
This was in the 80s, too, Mike. I was like, oh, we chose poorly, a squid. We didn't know. We're all from other states.
They want to. There's a question. How do we call from overseas?
Huh?
And maybe we should cover that.
If you would like to call from overseas and you don't have an overseas international calling plan, which the average schmo does not, because that's big bucks out of the wallet. Your ability is, and I was going to get that. I actually was flowing that direction anyway. When that number, you can also, if you really want to call, you can also Skype phone numbers, believe it or not. I didn't know that's how we started doing the show.
Oh, Catherine's covering it.
So you can, now that's the messenger part. We haven't got to that yet. If you really want to actually, she said call. If you really want to call, You can load Skype and make international calls. There is a dollar value attached. Well, it's gonna be a lot cheaper than if you picked up your cell phone and called us. But the best bet is, which is what I was gonna go to, is our Facebook friend. Occasionally, we will turn to you folks and let you guys get some love because you folks that can't call on a Facebook typically international, but sometimes even our domestic folks just can't get on a cell phone. But
they have
a computer or a laptop or a phone with them. A phone, and maybe they're in a business place where they can only type or whatever. But anyway, when we turn the floor to the Facebookers, we'll make a formal announcement, and you will have to be friends with Deborah Lee, even though I know you're watching it on the Psychic Love Doctor show broadcast, but Deborah Lee is who you'll have to be friends with. There's two that you'll have to send requests to. When you do a search for Deborah Lee, and I'll copy and paste the spelling and stuff in there, you'll see a bunch of them, but just pick the two with her picture. They're different time eras, and they're linked, and you just got to send requests to both. But anyway, when we do open that floor, and you can't call early, there's no hold system. You only can do it when we open that door. Otherwise, we've got to hang up on you. It'll be an audio or video call. We're not doing the type thing. There's such a huge delay. It basically takes almost three times as long to do a reading by the type method, and that just blows all the people away that are waiting. They get screwed. So,
but I'm so glad we're actually here on Facebook Live tonight.
Yeah, I bet people. I wonder if folks were wondering last night.
Yeah, what happened to us? Huh?
Her Facebook account wouldn't let us broadcast live, and it couldn't have been that we did anything wrong because they'd let you know that. They give you little warnings and messages and stuff. So it just was jacked up. All the other Facebook accounts we have, we could have broadcasted live, but then you wouldn't have known that we were on. So. It is what it is. I got up this morning, tested. It was straight and tested it in the afternoon. So,
second time now.
Abracadabra. So we only were Blog Talk only last night, but it worked out. We had just the right amount of callers. It rolled into the whole about an hour-ish we got out of it. So
the rest of you, that are here, but we can't see you, please pop in and say hi or put up an emoji, you know, wave something, and we know you are here. Otherwise, all we see is the number climbing of those that are here, but you're really not.
And then having said that, if you're nervous and you don't want to let your name be known, that's cool too. We don't want to say you can't be here if you don't talk. That's bullshit. We'd like you to talk. Chat is very entertaining chat and stuff.
Oh,
that goes
yeah.
on in there. But if it's your first time and you're a little nervous, we understand. We understand. And it's free. You don't have to do anything. You can sit there and watch any broadcast like that you want and never say, beep. That's your prerogative. My prerogative.
Let's get this party
Let's
started.
Let's do it. We're going to area code 509. That is out in the state of Washington. 509, you're our first caller.
Hello, hello. Welcome.
Oh, welcome.
Hi, good afternoon.
Hello, what's your first name, please?
Erica.
Hi, Erica. I feel like we've talked to you before.
Yes.
Okay, good. So tell us, Erica, what's happening in your corner of the world?
not much.
No.
Hey, well, all right then. That was great talking to you. Have a good night. No, you got it. The floor's yours. Let's rock. Let's roll. You want to talk to the car and hear some looking into some things?
I was just kind of curious. I took an exam yesterday, and I won't get results until a month from now. So I kind of wanted to know how you see that one going.
Okay.
You said an exam?
Yeah, a law entrance exam.
Oh, a law entrance exam.
Interesting. It's interesting to me that this is an entrance exam, but hey, make sure you get a reading when you're going for the bar exam.
Won't be tomorrow, of
no,
course.
No. I have had reading requests from those that were headed toward the bar, and they wanted to know if they had studied the right subject. And you know, it's funny.
Mm.
I don't know anything about the bar, but just a little.
Well, I know something about bars.
Yes, I don't doubt that, Tim. But I'm saying that I went with what the cards were telling me. She had studied like with this one corporate law and, you know, all these like higher subjects, and the exam was going to be focused on family law. You know, that kind of thing, much more, what would you call that? Like down to earth stuff.
Yeah. That's probably the problem with that bar exam is it has to touch all the different ones at some level. Right.
And she said, had I not given her
that
she still had like 3 days left. She then studied, the whole thing with the, like misdemeanors and torts and, you know, all the stuff that would seem kind of fundamental in law. And she was able to pass the bar, but if she'd gone with what she had planned, you know, she would not have. So,
But I hear there's no shame in not passing it on the first shot anyway. I don't think that's your career.
She did.
I actually crossed her for that exam.
I hear there's no shame with not passing it.
No, some people take them over and over.
Right.
What did you say, hun?
Oh, I was just saying that it's not that bad. It's okay. A good exam. It's not. It should be easy. Once you get through actual law school, like it should be a piece of cake. I feel confident that I can pass that one more than the entrance.
Well, good. And is this what you want to know? Is how you are
The exam she took
is an entrance exam.
And what do you see for
entrance
her?
Entrance to law school. Just being clear.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. She's wondering how she did. How do you think you did?
Yeah.
I'm nervous.
Okay. All right. So you're kind of on the fence, and maybe some people are very pessimistic when they go after they take a test because they just assume the worst. They wish they would have done better, and then they end up not doing so bad after all. But
yeah,
it's okay to be that. It's better to be that way than overconfident.
I've taken it once, and I was like, I didn't do horrible, and looking at it now, I'm only like 3 points from my goal, so I don't know. Hopefully, I didn't screw it up.
Did they use that a prior exam, or is this, you know, brand new? Oh boy, I went too far.
No, I took it once already.
Okay. So you just need to, what, get over that?
Improve.
Passing. Okay.
Just improve my score, really, that's all.
But doesn't sound like you have far to go. We shall see. And
yes,
wait,
indeed.
I'm going to feel terrible if the cards are negative, because it's not like something you can change right now. I would just say to you, I hope I'm wrong. Okay.
Hey.
I think you did very well. And I mean that sincerely.
Okay. Uh-huh.
Yes. This should be your ticket in.
Now, this is a pass, no pass type deal, right? You don't have to compete and be on a curve with a bunch of other people and do
no,
better than
do.
A whole
No, you do. No, you are. You are competing. Yeah.
So it is a placement type of thing.
Yes, you are definitely competing. Matters a lot.
It does. That's when you hope there's a whole bunch of slackers there taking it too, then to help out.
And I wouldn't be surprised, because it's looking like poop through a goose for you. So I think that'll be very nice.
And I'm sure there's always a share of people that just got out of high school type deal. Oh, I'm going to be a lawyer, but they weren't serious. They're still young and juvenile.
There's actually a procedure. You have to have a bachelor's in order to apply, so it's not like a high school graduate can apply and take the test.
Well, this is a
it doesn't work
game.
That way.
So this is not even this is not going to college level, going down the law road,
yeah.
Okay?
I didn't really quite understand what she said. Something about a goose, like what? I don't know.
Oh, it's going to be a walk in the park for you.
It's a phrase where it's going to be like poop goose, where it's like smooth, it's quick, painless, you know, poop through goose.
I already took it, and I wanted to know what results look like.
Yes, I say you've got it.
Right.
I got it.
You're shooing for this. So
everything's going to flow smoothly from here on out, is what she's saying.
Yeah, I would be very surprised to hear otherwise.
You know, anybody's curious about that phrase, poop through a goose, go golfing at the golf course that has a lot of geese running around, and you understand where that phrase comes from, good Lord Jesus.
Does it get on your shoe or the ball?
There's just a lot of them all over there. It's probably a little bit bigger than cat poops all over the place.
So will I be happy with the results? Do you see me being happy with the results that I receive in a month from now?
Yes. And when you do start to attend the school, the law school, be prepared. This is going to be huge in terms of a challenge for you.
Well, the good thing is she's already a degreed person, so she's familiar with the challenges of getting a degree. So that's a good thing.
Wow.
Yeah,
but okay.
I feel it's going to be tough. Yeah.
All right. Well, you know what, though? I guess it is good that she's focused on the first hurdle. Don't worry about all the other hurdles to this one first.
Yeah, the rest is a piece of cake.
the rest is just applying yourself academically and stuff, and she knows she can do that.
And it's to weed out those that are undesirables, that can't handle it, you know. So I think you're going to do great. I really do.
Well, yeah, like she says, it's a placement type thing, and they can only allow so many people to come rolling in, and they have to have a bar, so to speak, of where they have a cutoff point. So, all right.
Okay.
Stand by. Hang on. You're not done yet. I forgot to mention something. I got to do my spiel that I forgot. That was the sound of harps. That means that the free reading with Deborah has concluded. But before you go, I'm going to give you a single angel oracle card reading tonight. It's a very good one. It is the Archangel Michael Sordelite Oracle card reading. And for Erica, tonight I have subject. Yes, you are correct. You have listened to your inner guides and made a wise choice. Keep moving forward.
There you go.
So I think that's basically saying you've hurdled this. It's done. You got through this one.
And Archangel Michael's a big duck with a great big sword. So he's going to be riding shotgun with you.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, thank you for holding and being
the
first caller.
To you.
It's awesome. Feel free to call us anytime.
Yeah.
Doesn't with any kind of And that's a good, thank you, Eric. That's a good question. So that's good people.
Thank you so much.
Do, sure, you're welcome, yeah. Man. I'm just going to put you back on hold. I hang up on the phone.
You. Okay.
Yeah, that was a good example for people that are new. They see the word love doctor.
Yeah.
Or any reading, anything. Just don't talk about gambling or sports or stuff like that, but any subject.
Yeah, I don't have a good enough success rate.
Yeah, I mean, and it's, those are like, don't talk about lottery numbers and stuff like that, because you know what? If she was good at sports and gambling and stuff like that, who wouldn't care? We'd be flying on, what was it, Saturday, we'd be flying on our own private jet somewhere. We don't know where. We just say, let's just, we'd like, you know how they, you spin the globe and then you stop it with your finger. Let's fly our jet. Eating, you know.
Oh, boy, you
that
are.
That would be happening.
You're a dreamer.
Well, I'm just saying, if you had that ability, our asses wouldn't be here right now. We love you, but we'd be on the road. All right. That was awesome. She has departed, but we appreciate her calling in. Let's see here. Yeah. All right. What's next on my list? Aha! We're going to area code 203. That's one of two people that are constantly calling us from 203.
And we love it.
Shall it be in Connecticut? Who shall it be?
Chance, is that you?
It is two people. It's me and Chance.
All right, yeah. Yesterday was the last time we had the other person from the area code
Michelle. Yes.
Oh, I hear him. He's speaking up. Sounding off.
Oh, is that him?
Yeah, he's sounding off.
What a cutie.
Who let the dog out?
Yeah, I listened yesterday, and I also saw your beautiful, beautiful dog. But at least two of them.
Was that
lovely?
I think it was crazy.
Oh,
day before,
you know,
because
yeah, you're right.
Go ahead.
It's not protection. When my dogs were terrified of thunder, Chance is okay. I created a thunder closet, and meaning one of my closets that I had my clothes in or whatever. I had a space on the floor for him, and he quickly realized that's his place to go when he's scared. It helped a lot.
Oh, did you have the light on or off?
It didn't matter, I don't think. I don't think the light was on, but, you know, I probably put a blanket down that was his or something so he knew it was his space.
That's really nice.
Believe it or not, we don't get a lot of thunder here.
No, we don't.
Even with hurricane season, a lot of times those nasty storms just, I don't know if it's because right on the part of the coast, we don't get a lot of thunder and lightning.
Kind of on the Chesapeake Bay.
That's probably, it might bother them that much more.
It kind of sucks up all the really bad stuff.
They may get like four little boos a year, and it's not like those ones like I remember growing up.
The killer. But
bam, or the house rattled and shit like that. We never get the rattlers.
Right.
No.
Thank God. But go ahead.
Do they freak out at fireworks?
Oh, yeah. Oh, on 4th, when it's like the day before the 4th of July and the 4th of July and sometimes the day after, we break out the drugs.
Yeah,
we pre-drug them. We pre-drug them.
The big boy, the big English cream.
Well, he's
golden retriever. He's the biggest.
Yeah, he's the biggest. And then the other one, I see him getting scared. I just say, it's learned behavior. I should be scared. So of the four, the one that doesn't get. And as normal, the young ones never get scared of anything. The puppies, because they're like, why are you scared? I don't care of anything. But then later on, 3 years from now, she'll be scared shitless too. But,
All right, what can I do for you? If you could just tune in before I go and tell me how Chance is. But my question, Deborah, is I can't stop thinking about Sam, the mechanic.
Oh, what's going on with him?
Not much. I still don't have my car yet, but I stopped by yesterday with a couple of questions, and he was busy. There's a friend here that wants to buy a car from him, too, so I passed that on. And then I got home. I'd been driving around all day, and my car was hot, and I thought my coolant was too high, so I called him. He's so sweet. He said, I'll stop by on my way home. He's just adorable. He just really gets to me, okay? And before I get to having too many feelings for him and need to be halted, tell me what you see.
Okay. All right.
Tell me what you want, what you're really want, what you want. It's them. Car.
Well, what can she see about?
Yeah, right. I'm having her, I'm helping her focus right now.
Well, does he give you any signal of anything? He flirt with
it's
you?
It's such a connection. I don't know. You know, the last time I was there, I brought them a card. Remember I was talking about that for some ribs?
Yeah.
And he was like, you know, you can't even tell. He didn't say thank you. You can't tell it meant anything to him at all. In fact, I don't think he likes ribs that much. But then he kind of looked over and he said, you know, midnight, 2 a.m, you ever need me, I'm there. But he could just be being a good mechanic, you know, a sweet mechanic. And when he came by last night, it was, you know, 7:30 at night. He'd still been working. And at one point he said something about sorry for the way I look.
So, like, just like a grease monkey or what?
Oh, yeah. But, I mean, he looks like that every day I see him. So that was kind of odd.
Well, I think he really genuinely cares. Whether it's more than just platonic love. I mean, there's a love card here. But, you know, I can't put my finger on that exactly. I just feel that he really cares for you and about you. So that is a good thing.
It's a little choppy.
Oh, it is.
A little bit. Not out of control.
But, you know,
yes.
He is giving indications here that would only come from somebody that would want to, you know, be your knight in shining armor. And one of the ladies here still with us on Facebook, she thinks Sam has feelings for you. So
say that. The conversation's so choppy. I'm sorry. Could you say that again, Deb?
Sure. Catherine here on the show page that she thinks Sam has feelings for you. As in feelings.
Yeah. Yeah,
the cards show love here. It's a loving relationship, and yet
right.
I can't quite tell if it's platonically based or something more.
Right, the cards are not clear on that.
He does come through though as the kind of man that he would make his intentions known, but saying he'll come over at 2 a.m. if you're in distress. You know, that's pretty nice thing to hear.
But it's one of those things, you can, three people look at it three different ways, that statement too, you know. Right.
Right.
Well, you know what? Just keep on and right, just to see where it goes. Don't hang your hat on a hook yet because you don't really know what this is going yet, so see what happens, right?
Yeah.
Worst case scenario is it's great friendship, right? Worst case. It is,
absolutely.
And that's not a bad case.
It's like a family
relationship. That's not a horrible thing to happen.
But for me, I would be afraid of embarrassing myself if I stepped over the line.
Sure, and that's what we all typically do as males and females, and you're not sure about stuff. You kind of tap dance around the subject because you don't want – sometimes you can ruin the friendship by going beyond. And then that person freaks out and says, oh, I better not even talk to you anymore or whatever. So,
are you still here with her? Are you still on the page?
Who are you talking about?
Because they're cheering her on. They're Team Pat saying.
She's never been on here today.
He was here earlier.
Oh, I've been here today.
They're saying go for the booty call.
Well, of course, you know, that's what she's looking for is expert psychic advice from the crowd.
Yeah, but
you know,
like you guys.
That's like taking my advice. My advice is a grain of salt, always.
Is he a lot younger than you, Pat?
That's a good question.
Yeah, that's
younger?
The other thing. I think I'm 12 years older.
Oh my God, that's nothing.
That, you know, 12 years is a big deal.
Yes, it is.
No, it isn't.
When you're my age, it is something. It's a big difference.
You know what? It's the other way around, actually. When you're younger. If I'm 30 years old, then 12 years is a big deal.
Yeah, but when you're older.
When you're older, it's, you know, come on. As long as if they're not, you know, come on. If they're like 12 years, bottom line is if if they're not, they 12 years, they wouldn't be as old as one of your kids.
I would flirt with him at the moment.
You're
him,
right,
you know,
Jim. But I'm,
that's
why
I look at it. No, that's why I look at it. It would be kind of weird if they were possibly younger than one of your children. That might be a weird thing, but 12 years up, I say our age too, because, hey, we're all in the same pool right now. Yep. 12 years
you're right,
is nothing.
Jim, but I'm talking about physical attraction, being that much older.
Well, you'd be surprised, I'll tell you.
Yeah, but you know what they say about the older kids?
I remember.
The older ladies, no, they got it going.
I remember in my younger days, especially when I got out of the Navy and I was able to go freely mingle, and I was in my very early 30s, I had many a fun time running around with the women in their 40s, and that was 12 years or so, 12, 13, 14 years older, and neither of us had problems. It was all good. If you're emotionally on the same page, it doesn't matter what your physicalness is, I guess.
Right.
Let's put it that way. I know that's all sounds
you could
great.
Find out how he feels by saying, you know, Sam, in a funny moment. So, you know, Sam, if you were closer to my age, boy, I'd pay to heaven and back. Or I would clean your clock
but
or something.
That's probably not a conversation you'll have tomorrow.
No, but there may
be. That would be down the road, you know. They evolve, baby stuff. And you know what? She's doing the right thing. Keep doing what you're doing, and just it's like you're on a little boat and you have oars and you just ride the currents. Just ride the current, see where it's going.
Rachel in Australia, Pat is actually extremely beautiful.
International shout out to Rachel in Australia.
Yeah, she said, I'm sure that Pat is beautiful. And you are Pat.
Yeah, absolutely. So there's no issue.
You look younger than your age.
Oh,
by far.
Yeah, big time. So there's no... That's why when you say 12 years, I'm like, yeah, it doesn't matter.
Men are liking the older ladies.
It depends. Everybody's different.
Because these young girls are so shallow-minded.
Well,
yeah.
And, you know, everybody's got, like, their thing. Like, sometimes they don't even know it. It's subconscious. So it's like, for some reason, I'm attracted to old redhead. You know, they don't even know why. Everybody's got their thing, you know?
Yeah.
And they've been about knowing it why. It is what it is, right?
Yeah. I think
he was
in a nice relationship.
Say it again?
Very nice relationship going there.
Yeah. I just couldn't stop thinking about him the past few days, and I thought, I got to get this in check, you know.
It's okay. And you're right, because you know what? Because you're wise. You're not 16.
But a fantasy is okay.
There's nothing wrong with wanting things to go somewhere. But, you know, when we're younger, we go all in. We, like, drop everything
right.
We're doing. Yeah. And that's what she does. She knows that. She got herself in check, is what she said. Because now we are wiser in our ages. Yeah. But it doesn't mean you give up on it.
Yeah.
You did not give up.
He went through a hard time with his wife, and he's probably still suffering over that.
It wasn't like a death or anything like that. It was just a bad breakup.
It was leaving for really, really disturbing reasons. Yeah.
Okay, so it was really a bad thing. So he might have the old sour taste. You don't need to talk about that. So Deb did the cards, and if I had cards, I would say, you know what? You're right. Keep yourself in check.
Well,
I wouldn't give up the ship.
Then,
see where it goes.
Men like to at least make the first move.
Sure. Yeah.
You know.
Right. And, you know, like you said, maybe after a bad pickup, maybe he's going to be going in slow motion for a while.
Maybe
he'll
say, let's go out to dinner sometime, Pat.
He might take
super
tiny, stupid little baby steps if he had a bad breakup.
Yeah.
Right.
But if he asks for something, that's a sign that, you know.
See, I think sometimes, and she's wiser like us, sometimes women at a certain point think, well, he didn't ask me for dinner or whatever at this point, so he must not be interested. That's a young people's type of thought. If it's going in the right direction, don't worry about what pace it's at. Just keep going with it.
Right.
And like you said, you got yourself in check. If you're thinking about him, that's cool.
Yeah. Yeah, it's the first time in a long, 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 long time.
Then that is a good thing. And like you said, you kept yourself in check, kind of brought yourself back into reality. And like,
yeah,
like I say, it's like you're on a boat and you're riding a current. You don't know where it's going. Ride it. There's no peril. Just ride it.
Right.
See where it goes.
Yeah.
See what happens.
Right. Right.
I think
okay.
Interesting.
Yes.
Tom is interested, but you've got to let him make the move.
Yeah, and especially right. Like you brought up some good information about his breakup that he had and stuff like that. It was really bad. That's another factor that's going to make it be slow.
And what you can do is compliment him. Men love it. Even if they say they don't, tell them, gee, I love talk. You're looking good today. You know.
Just don't make it over the top cheesy when they are like, oh, my God.
Right.
You know, like someone's like, oh, my God, you look fucking great today. And the guy just climbed out of a transmission. So, you know, don't get
you know,
crazy.
I should have said, you look good to me, but I didn't.
Yeah. Like a kid with a cute little smile.
You can say you're a mechanic and you look good dirty, so you probably look even better cleaned up or something like that.
All right, Chance says hello. Thank you.
Oh, real quick. Oh, yeah, we love Chance.
Now, Pat, I wanted to mention about Chance. He's looking good in the car. Yeah. Holding steady.
Great.
He's looking good.
Thank
well, I mean,
much.
He talks to us pretty much every time she calls. He talks to us.
Personally, I love that white mushroom. I forget what it's called.
Have you taken it?
Yes. Looks like it has hair.
What?
They're saying, that white mushroom looks like it has hair on it. I forget what they call it. White
lion's
something.
Mane?
What did you just say?
Lion's what?
Lion's mane?
Yes.
Lion. Oh, I've heard of that.
It's frilly like this.
I have heard of it, but I've never seen
and
it.
And they're finding that it may be the secret to dementia.
When you go into the stores that have a big herbal selection of supplements and stuff, I have seen that on pill bottles.
Oh, yeah, I've taken it.
But I've never seen a picture of the actual thing.
You don't feel you're on something. Go ahead.
You've taken it, Deborah? You've taken it, Deborah?
Oh, yes. Yes. And I felt no, jitters or any. You don't feel it. It's more of a mental thing. Yeah.
Right.
Card.
Real quick, here's a card for you and Chance.
Yeah.
From Archangel Michael.
Thank
Subject
you.
Is open up your spiritual gifts. Remember that your true nature is spiritual, not physical. The angels are sending messages to guide your soul's growth.
That's beautiful.
Great. That's awesome, man. You keep on, keep on. And I love hearing, I like hearing Boy Wonder bark every time we come on. That's cool.
Yes.
Listen, you guys look good. I hope you're feeling better.
Thank you.
Yeah, we are. I mean, she got harder than I did. Mine was like short-lived, and she's the one that's been struggling hard. I got lucky this time.
You can eat it. You can get it. I got it in capsule form, but the website, they got it from this was asked on our chat here, too. It comes in forms that you can sprinkle it in your food. I mean, there are many different types,
So, but she's obviously got something that she's got in some kind of dog form, right?
No.
Yeah.
Oh,
I
didn't know that.
And animals. Anyway, he's listening to this. I got a bad attack of fibromyalgia today, so I'm going to be taking supplements myself and take it easy for the rest of the night. You guys take care. Thank you.
You too. And you know what? It's never a bad thing to take it easy for the rest of the night. You have a good one, Pat.
Take care, guys.
Thank you. Love you. Bye-bye.
God bless you.
Love you, too.
I'm trying to find a place where I bought mine from. But
I put her back on hold, so she's not like she's sane.
Oh, it's lion's mane. I had it down wrong.
That's what you you said lion's mane.
I bought it
from
the leaders in the field. I'm going to try and find it.
Okay, I have seen it on when you go to some of those stores that have like huge supplement section. Yeah. I've seen some shit. I don't even know what the hell I'm looking at. I've seen lion's mane. What is that freaking horny goat weed stuff?
My doctor told me to take it.
Like I said, I've never seen pictures, but
Joyner said it will lift your libido.
Well, I would assume with the word horny.
I didn't think I needed my libido lifted anymore.
What's funny is that, you know, cause a good place puts them in alphabetic order. So you're going through the alphabet on the shelf, and you're like, oh, H, horny goat weed. The hell, horny goat weed. Is the weed horny? Is the goat horny? The horny and the goat and the weed both horny? What's horny here? And is it horny and bouncing around? Or is it horny as in they got horns on? The face.
Did you see that?
No, it's one of those. It was the one other place I saw a lot. Remember, there was a store right down the street at Ward's Corner. It was like a GNC, but it wasn't. It was a big supplement store.
Where's
had a lot
that?
Of cool stuff, and it was like right there, like where like Ken's Walk is. There used to be a big store there.
Yeah,
that's where I used to see all that kind of stuff.
They're in business. They moved to Ghent.
Okay, well, whatever it was, I used to have frequent flyer card and all that.
Read
stuff.
Up on it. It's not fake. And I think they're going to find some amazing breakthroughs with this stuff.
But it's funny, the name, because when you see lion's mane, you're like, did they have to kill a lion and shave its mane?
No, but it looks like it with it all hair.
I know, but
that.
I'm just saying, like I said, when I saw 99% of all this stuff people talk about, I just see down on a pill bottle as I'm going through trying to find another thing specifically.
Yeah.
It's like, goddamn. Going at that store, I realized there are about 455 billion different types of tea out there. It's amazing. I couldn't even realize that.
Yeah.
It's like, holy crap. Do they take dog and cat poop and mix them together and make some tea out of it? I mean, it seems like they make tea out of everything known to mankind.
I wonder in like England or like Rachel could tell us, in Australia, do you guys have like stores full of tea? Or is it just certain kinds that people drink?
That's true. That's what we don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, due to their love for the tea in the UK, you think it's probably more readily available than here. And plus...
That's it. That's the one I take, Catherine. Right there. That's it. She's got it.
You don't take that one.
Yeah, the one she just showed up.
The cat poo tea.
No. Real mushrooms, lion's mane.
Oh, Rachel talked
capsule.
About it. Oh, yeah. No, Rachel's talking about, yes, and there are some weird teas, and I think there's even some coffees that are made out of...
Dung?
Yes.
No.
Yes, you have to read up on it. They're really weird. Some coffees, they're like, I mean, they make it safe. You're going to get bacteria running down into your frickin' colon. But I'm just saying, there's a lot of them where they take, it's supposedly certain animals, their digestive system, certain things to the bean and their leaves they're eating, and they come out a certain way, and then after it gets processed, it's like really great. I've heard of that a lot.
I think I'll stick with Prince Albert or whatever it is.
Prince Albert in a can or whatever that is. Remember that? Is your refrigerator running? Yeah, it is. You better run down the street and go catch it. You know, those stupid old prank calls.
And about
from
letting
the
60s
him and out.
70s. Let him, if you got Prince Albert in the can.
Those were all those the 60s and 70s prank phone calls when there was no caller ID. Oh, yeah.
Well, let's shove on here.
We shall move forward instead of back.
Yes, but Catherine. That was it. That's the bottle that I get. Pricey, but worth it.
All right, I have to quickly open the floor before we go back.
Dang, they really have cat poo.
But I believe that. But I thought it was not the poo. I thought it was... They ate a certain leaf or something, and then it was processed.
I thought we had 520 to go to next.
We do, but I thought we would, but the night is young. I thought we would maybe take a quick Facebook Messenger call.
520, we're getting to you. Hang in there.
It's not 520's first time on Facebook.
No, but it's been a long time. Wait.
It's been less than an hour.
All right, does anybody?
But I'm only going to have a 2-minute window. I typed it.
I have to
audio or video to Deborah Lee.
But somebody might have put in a friend request. I got to look.
Well, you know, and you know, here's the deal. If you're brand new and you put a friend request and it doesn't happen tonight, come back the next night. Then you'll be good to go. We'll try to do it tonight. Sometimes a friend request thing. I sent you a friend request from that new subpage.
I didn't get it.
See? So we got issues then.
Yeah.
But anyway.
When wouldn't there be issues?
It is free stock. We don't want any being questions. because we have a lot of phone callers, so I'll give about 10 more seconds for the Facebook folks to audio or video chat Deborah. And if you do not, I'll go back to the phones.
No, it's not cheap. I wouldn't take a lesser quality one that's cheaper.
So what
I researched that.
This
stuff
makes me seem like I'm a marketing guy.
Yeah.
So I'm going to come out with some kind of supplement. I'm going to come up with some kind of dog dust supplement. But what I'll do is I'll make it very expensive so people think it has to be legit. I don't want to make it cheap.
Yeah. Well, it's $50 a bottle.
She didn't hear a thing I said. I could have just talked about her mom and said mom is getting raped by goats right now. She wouldn't even have heard me say it.
Okay. My mom. I heard that.
See, guys, this is what I deal with. It's like, hey, you know, I was thinking about something the other day, and then she goes, what? And all right, we're going back to the folks. We're going back.
Yes, Catherine, are you able to give or type out the website? There it is.
She posted, I thought earlier she already did.
No, that was private to me.
Well, you could have copied the link and then pasted it yourself into the chat.
I didn't think of that.
Why wouldn't you think of that?
Because I was from you.
Yeah, everything's my fault. Remember that. Global warming. This guy's fault. Yep. All right. We're doing it. We're going to area code 520. Oli.
Hey, guys.
Bring it on. Bring it on.
I'm sick. I think it's sinus. I think it's just sinus.
Oh.
I'm not gonna. Oh God! I hope it's just sinus. I've been or allergies.
Allergies.
I've got to go my grandson back on Monday, and I'm just hoping and praying. I asked my neighbor who we were all hanging through this together all day yesterday. Went to a restaurant, and I said, "How are you feeling?" He's just lack of sleep. He says he's not feeling bad. So, anywho, all signs point to allergies. So we'll see. And but you know, nothing new to report. It's just we had a great time yesterday. We had a really nice time yesterday, and we just had a great time last night, and we went walking last night. And I don't know, you know, I want to ask you, we were supposed
all right
to hang out today, but we're both feeling under the weather. I mean, I think it's from allergies, knock on wood, I'm knocking on my head. And
you spit in the last week, and he spit
dropping. Did I? I'm sorry, what?
Were you smooching in the last week?
Did I? I'm sorry. I can't. I don't understand.
Were you in a teenager making out and you're worried you might have mono?
Not mono. They could have scared a bug.
No, wouldn't that be nice? No.
She said, wouldn't that be nice?
No, we're face to face when we get close and cuddly, but no, we're not kissing on the lips or anything like that.
So they don't swap spit, but they smell each other's stinky breath.
Yes, exactly. And touch each other and blah, blah, blah. But anyway, what do the players say?
Listening to us, I want to let you all know this has been a continuing case that we've been working on as a group here. This is a lovely lady who calls us every show just about. And we're working on her situation. She's in love with a man that seems to adore her. There's a little something-something in the middle there that he's been...
and it ain't Nathan's hot dog.
So they're working toward where he's understanding that, hey, maybe I'm really not after all. And she is doing her best to be patient with a man like this. So that's where
we're
at.
We have so much fun together. I mean, it's unbelievable, the fun. And we went for a walk last night. And you know, I could just eat them up with a spoon most of the time.
Yeah. You know, here's the thing, and I wonder what kind of disorder, if it is, but I have it too. I cannot stand to be around people that are arguing or that want to pick a fight. I get weird claustrophobic feeling, and I think he does too. Where he,
you know what he told me? Yeah.
What? Go
he
ahead.
He told me the other night we were staying nighty-night, and it wasn't last night, it was the night before. And we're in each other's faces, and we're pointing our fingers at each other. And I said, you don't get mad at – oh, he said, we have to watch out for you. Anyway, I said, you don't get mad at me anymore. And he said, look at everything I've done for you. And he pointed around the place. And I don't know. We just kept going back and forth on that. And I said, you know, I love you. And I don't know. Who knows? Who the frick knows? Only the shadow knows.
That was awesome. Who knows what evil lurks in the hearts of men?
Is that a show?
The Shadow Knows. That was from like the 50s or 60s.
Oh, I got to tell you, Lisa, he is really starting to think things over. And you are right there, Missy. Right there. Right there. And there's a card here. The Nine of Diamonds is a card that means uncertainty. It's like question marks all over. So he's thinking things out, and then another trio of cards that pertains to that is he's trying to understand why he does seem to want to pick fights with you. That's why I brought this up, because he said he doesn't want to, but it's like, and what he doesn't understand is that, okay, no, this is kind of deep here, but he is feeling the effects of his love for you, and sometimes it annoys the shit out of him. Because life was simple, just be a gay man. You know what I mean?
How simple can that be?
Well,
you know,
go ahead.
Deb, I think on all the times I've called you from the beginning of October when I moved in here, even before October I was calling you, and when I moved in here, and I think how he has changed so tremendously, I don't even recognize him from when I first met him, because I talked to you about this. I said, I had to tell him, you don't just run into your place. I said, you gay homosexual man. I said, you don't just run into your place at night and shut the door on me. You have to say goodbye. And so he would do that. You know, he would stand there and scream at me, I'm saying goodnight to you. And then just prior to that, we would be... We'd be sitting on
it
the lottery
like
wheel.
It sounds like Richard Simmons saying that.
No, it sounds.
Yeah, and then we'd be sitting on the just at that time frame. You know, we'd be sitting there talking on the pottery wheel. It was during that time frame, and he would get up, and then he'd run to the back of the car, and I'd follow him. I didn't know what he was doing. It looked like he was looking for something, and then he'd run into his house and shut the door, and then I was left there just standing there. And now it's so different. He's so different. He behaves so different. He behaves like different. Yeah. We engage, we interact, we're, you know, it's different. So I can see how that period of time back then, and you even said, you did a reading, you said at that period of time he was struggling, like, what the heck is going on here?
And right after that, he said to you, I'm wondering why I was ever gay. I mean, you were in the vehicle riding
he
somewhere.
He said that.
Yeah.
He said that almost in the beginning when, after I told him I had a big old crush on him and I was sucking on his hand, and then following weeks, he would tell me, that was in the beginning, he'd say, I don't know why I chose to be gay, and then he'd start.
That was right around the great tater tot casserole fiasco.
You know what
it was?
It
was right around then.
Right after that. Yeah, right after
that. Yeah, It's the great tater
you know
tot
what?
Casserole.
He always.
The caper.
Told him, we've had spells between us earlier on where I got in his face. I said, you manipulated me to try and fall in love with you, because he would say things, even at the tater tot casserole when we were getting out of the car. He said, he said this to me before we went into that lady's house. He said, if you and I were alone on an island by ourselves, I wonder what we would do. That's exactly what he said to me. So tell me, it's like that woman that called me just now, or called you just now, you know, these leading thoughts or these leading sentences. Why would someone say, I'm available to you at 2 or 3 in the morning? I would say, don't push it, buddy, because I'll call you.
And that would be a good comeback for that. She may be still listening. Jim would know.
It depends on how you think that person would react to that
Well,
comment.
So I've told this guy next door, we've gone beyond that, but earlier on, I've told him, you've manipulated me. You know, when I'd be in his face, you're a narcissistic person. And then I would, you know, meet each other in the morning and I'd say, let's talk about narcissism. And he'd go down the list of what he thought was wrong with me. And so we don't do that anymore. We don't do that anymore. We've gone beyond where we're at now.
Okay. Here's how I see this, right? Imagine that you and him like to go to a swingers club, a sex club, all right? And he just gets off banging all these men or whoever and do whatever they want if it's the right kind of club. But let's say he meets you, you guys sit down, you know, have a drink together, get talking, start going out for lunch and stuff. And what if now he doesn't want to let anybody else at the sex club touch you? But he doesn't know how to tell you. And he'd like to take...
Oh, he's already done that. He's already doing that. Like, he asks me. He says, when I casually mention some guy's name and I'm not even thinking about what I'm talking, he says, Who's that? Or he'll say, if I say I've gone such and such or such a place, did you go by yourself? Did you already go there? And he gives me his calendar of where he goes.
Mm-hmm. He doesn't want anybody else to have you.
Really?
Here comes Mr. Cynical.
Oh, really? Well, here's the deal there, all you tussy pops. Here's the
tootsie.
Deal.
What's a tootsie?
A tootsie. You know what a fucking tootsie pop is, right? Here's the deal. If I'm worried about another guy sealing the deal on a woman that I haven't sealed the deal with, then shame the fuck on me. Because I deserve it. If I haven't gone down the road.
Yeah. No, he's right.
Then somebody else can do it. Somebody can
and
do
you
it.
Know what?
My
this
damn
is,
fault.
This is, you know, this is the other thing. When I deliver my grandson back to his mother, I'm going to slip away at times, you know, not tell anyone or broadcast it and go do my own thing.
Well, yeah, and hopefully you sound really sick. I hope it's allergies or something.
Yeah, me too. I keep rinsing out my nose.
It sounds really, and it sounds like it's not allergies, but I you know, everybody's different
with
their body.
It's a sinus infection.
Yeah, that's what she said right off the bat. Yeah.
Are you having any other symptoms?
My eyes, I have the best eye drops in the world that my optometrist told me about, and I use those. But my eyes are, what I was doing is the cooler got turned on, it got serviced, and then I left the bedroom window open for the cooler.
Oh.
And then I would leave the window on at night, leave it open because the air felt so good. And I think that's what, the pollen. So now I shut it. I shut it last night.
You know how to snuffle water? Snuffle it?
Drink it up in your nose.
I don't know what the hell she's talking about either.
You can use saline, too. You put a little bit of water and, you know, like if you, I'm trying to explain to her how I'm holding my hand.
She's holding her hand like she's giving water to like a small animal, cupping it.
I'm cupping it. And you put a little bit of water in there, and then you like pretend you're going to be finding some cocaine here.
Oh, well, because we all know how that is like.
If you watch me, so then you're going to put your nose down to the little pool of water, plug the other nostril, and you're going to You're going to snuffle all that right in, and then you're going to switch.
Hey, Deb. Snuffle. Hey, Deb, before you hang up.
Hey, Deb.
Can you send that?
Hey, Deb.
Can you recap the reading? What you saw was that he just is puzzled by why he gets annoyed with me.
He's about what? Wait, now, take me back.
Just recap the reading about him and her and all that shit.
Oh, I said that he is really pondering the future with you and not quite sure what moves to make, but you are correct that he is evolving. And remember, if this has been a man that's only felt safe in, you know, sexual situations with men, because it's mainly frolicking and fun. It's too bad Joe isn't here.
Is he going to turn into like a freaking moth soon?
No, but what he's going to do.
Oh, evolving, not metamorphic. I don't like that.
Yeah.
He's evolving. Pretty soon he's going to grow another eyeball.
So what's going to happen is that he is starting to turn his proclivities, or what do we want to call it, his interest, his, you know what I mean. He's turning it to men, I mean, women. And that was not a Freudian slip, all of you. It's turning it to you as the woman. All right, and then if you get another boyfriend, I wonder where he's going to go. What's going to happen? I haven't looked that far.
All right, well, you know.
He could get another boyfriend?
Well, he could always revert to that, sure. But I get the feeling
she didn't see it in the cards, right?
He's terrified of intimacy with you. That's why we got to figure out. He told you it was something physical, that he was having physical problems.
Sure. And remember, like you said, back in the reading, anybody can do anything. A lot of husband and wife, somebody can revert back to something. She didn't see it, though. You did not see it, right?
That he'd go back to men? No.
You didn't see that.
Mm-mm.
But obviously, it's possible. Everything's possible. The car readings are not set in stone. You don't sell your house. You don't quit your job.
But he has,
based on reading.
In the past, you've told me he had with a woman, so he knows what it is.
10 years he had on and off relationship with a woman. I even know her name.
Why do you know her name? How do you know her name?
Probably refers to
her. Talk about this stuff in the early days. We talked about all this, and he referred to I said, you know, he said he would never go back to her. He said once it's done, it's done. She called and reached out to him, I don't know, a few months prior, I guess. I don't know, when he moved here. Or no, she heard he had broken it up with someone else, and then she got in touch with him, and she wanted to get back with him, and he said, no, once it's done, it's done.
Well, you have to time you, because look at him and say, can I ask you something? Why do I make you so scared to touch me? And I've used that word.
He just told me that, though. I'll tell him. My crystal ball. I've looked at my crystal ball.
I don't know what to say. Remember, I don't have the cards. And any time I say something, you go, hey, Deb, what are the cards? Hey, Deb.
Always reminding her, Deb's got the card.
Because guess what? I am not a glass half full guy or glass half empty guy. I'm right at the freaking line.
Let me tell you this. We were walking back last night, and I was on my bike, and he came into the handlebars where he was standing close to me, and he was touching himself, and nobody could see. I've asked him about that. I said, why do you touch yourself like that?
He was touching his earlobe, Deb.
Was he like stroking himself or pointing?
Was he like a monkey? Was he like a monkey at a zoo going down at it?
Deb, you know what? Yeah. And Jimbo.
Deb.
I'll include Jimbo.
So
I'm inclusive. Yeah. I told this girlfriend this, and I said, I'm stunned when it happens. It happens quite a bit. And, you know, he put his penis.
Wait, on your head.
Wait, no.
On her head.
No, wait a goddamn minute. How does that work? How does it work that you guys are riding bikes and you end up with a guy's trunk on the top of your head? How does that fucking work?
I was bending over fixing the lounge. I was bending over fixing the lounge chair. And you know, this is the other thing. I've never had a kind of experience like this. When I'm with a guy in the years past, the guy just initiates, you know. I never initiated.
I've seen a lot of women.
I have
been with a lot of women that they have to get the ball rolling. Doesn't mean that they're...
Oh, no, I know. I just was never that woman. I didn't debate. I didn't think about it. I didn't go home and say, oh, is this guy into me? No, they would just come on and... The rest is history. I just knew,
Lisa, you have initiated it 1,000 times. The fact that you, like, took his hand and sucked on, all those things are a woman initiate. You have initiated things.
That was in the earlier days,
oh,
though.
What the hell
is
that freaking
we
matter? You initiated things. You have done, I'm just saying, you have done it, so you know what it's like to do it. He just...
But for some reason, I'm just afraid to do it because
why didn't you ask him if that was an invitation?
Do it again. Just do it again now.
Touching himself.
You're at a different level. Do that hand sucking and thumb sucking thing again.
I'm kind of embarrassed when it happens. I've never experienced this before.
Embarrassed?
Like,
the guy
I'm talking and we're face to face.
I'm on a lottery. If a chick does that to me...
You know what? Let me tell you something. If
I'm
seeing myself and up close to a dude, well, I can't even picture that.
So I can picture it, but I can picture the guy scooping you up, and if you're in the woods, go run to the quiet place in the woods if you got a vehicle. if a woman or a guy is with their significant other and they start touching themselves, that's a sign. That's a sign that it's time to get it on.
If you've had a Brazilian wax and it's grown back, you're going to be touching yourself because it itches like crazy.
She said she had man junk on the top of her head. That's like some kind of a hat. She should get a bowl cap and have like man junk on the top of her head.
Carmen Miranda.
I'm just saying. All I'm saying is if somebody's touching themselves in an intimate place with another person, that is a sign. It's like one of those, it's a quickie time, impromptu, no matter where you are. If you're in a restaurant, go hide out behind the bathroom, go outside, go hide in the woods. That's a quickie thing when that happens. That's a sign.
Apparently
you guys have different signs. I don't know.
All you got to do is get over this hump.
So to speak.
Yeah, this hump.
So to speak.
Okay. And humpity hump hump hump.
Yeah.
Humpity hump hump hump.
Isn't that
hump. A song? No, it's almost like that. The freaking Wednesday.
That's
the camel
a song in the making.
Oh, right.
Hey, Lisa, it's hump day. Hump 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 hump. Yep. But big picture is you saw nothing catastrophic in the next future in the cards, right?
No, it looks good.
That's
They're
what
moving
matters.
In that direction. So. Maybe you need to pick up on some of these cues he's giving you.
Are those cues? I don't know what they are. I've never
I'm
had them before.
By them too, Deb.
I think they're cues.
I think they are, but they're like cues from another galaxy. It's very confusing.
I think he wants you to grab him. Just grab him.
I don't know that he wants that.
Does he want that?
I think he needs to go back in like December, January time frame, start doing the old seduction stuff where she was sucking on hands and arms and fingers and stuff. See what goes there.
Oh, yeah, no.
Try that again now.
Yeah.
She said she did that and it was a different time. Try that again and see what happens.
He wants you to take him is what I feel.
And you know what? That's cool.
Take him.
Really?
You know, there's a lot of that out there.
There is.
There's a lot of guys that want to be submissive. They don't want to. They don't want to be doing shit in the
relationship. Really, you know, we're supposed to go to tomorrow. He told me he wanted me to go. He invited me to go somewhere with him tomorrow afternoon to see one of his favorite singers plays instrumentals. I'm not into it, but I'm going to go with him. I forget the name. I don't even, you know, it's not something, it's not my thing, but it's outdoors. It's in a patio. My grandson will like it. I'll bring cars and my grandson and I can play.
Oh, it's outside. It's outside. You can roll with it. Yeah, that's cool. You shut me down.
Rachel, Australia's giving you a pointer here. She says, it's rubbing his leg real sexy.
Well, you said that to her like 1,000 years ago.
Yeah, say something like, I'll be back for you. Or if you like.
Yeah, you gave her all those things months ago. Do this, do that.
Rub the third leg, the middle leg. Or
if it's under the table.
Right, yeah. But having said that, I think she should – remember we talked about all the things she did, right? She says, well, she says it's different now.
Sorry. Bless you.
She should go back to those things that she was doing back in December, January.
That's what she used to do. It was seductive.
Yeah, try that again now because you – when I complained about it, you said, well, that was different. Well, go back to that again. When the moment's right, don't you get just grab the hand, but when somehow the hand presents itself, then start doing those seductive things.
Yeah, definitely.
And see where it goes now. So this is a guy with no
and
cards.
If he tells you he has a thigh muscle that's really bothering him, rub it. Rub it nicely.
Push it real.
You know,
push it.
My girlfriend was describing her, I told you this, Jimbo, we're going to be into you on this one. You said 3 weeks from now is your birthday. She said her boyfriend of 7 years had his birthday, and she had former girlfriends, a lot of women there. And they were all beating that guy's ass. They were giving him birthday spanks. And they were all getting into it, she said. And so his birthday just passed. I'll tell him, you know, I forgot to give you your birthday spanks. So, here it is.
I love that.
Well, if you say it like that, that's not over the top. Right.
Catherine is telling us, she's in Florida, she says at least 90% of men who reach out to her want her to dominate them. She said, I guess I just give up that vibe.
It's a different thing out there. And
there are some men that love that.
Well, there's a billion of them out there.
Yeah.
There's a billion of them. It's incredible. And obviously, they don't have a tattoo on their forehead, so you're not going to know.
Yeah, you only find out by trial and error.
Right. So you have to put some feelers out there, do some testing, throw some signs out there and see. And maybe that is... the one thing that is missing. We don't know.
That could be.
That could be it. It could be something as simple as that.
Might look at rust.
You don't know. Because people, maybe like two generations from now, they'll just say it. But right now, people don't like to say, hey, I like this, because they're ashamed of it. Right?
Well, and I think a lot
especially for a guy, if it's, like you said, he's a New York guy, he's not going to want to mention that to you, if that's what he
probably
likes.
Probably not.
There's no 0% chance he want to say that.
But, it'll do it really hard. The first one hurt a lot, and then it starts to turn into something else.
Before you're running down the highway, let's just find out if that's his thing. Before you spread into grabbing leather and lace and chains and whips, make sure that find out slowly and subtly if that is the thing.
I know he gets off on me screaming. I know he gets off on me screaming because we went somewhere with the car. It was just he and I, and no kids were with us. It was just he and I. We're up in this high sun mountain road, and he kept saying, let me drive, because I was driving reverse very slowly. So I let him drive, and I'm screaming in the front seat. I said, slow down. He's doing 50 miles an hour in reverse over these hard, rocky roads. And I could tell he was getting off. He kept saying, shut up. And I said, no, I'm not going to shut up. And I didn't have the seatbelt on, and so my legs were practically on his lap. And then we stopped, and then we got out. We stood next to each other. It was pretty titillating.
Maybe you don't even know what you like that way.
Another
way to find out.
I don't want to be hurt. I don't know. I've never explored that.
You got to find out subtly, though. You
get
can't
a
just
dirty,
jump in.
Get a dirty movie. And then you could say, would you like that done to you? I mean, it's a good way to find out what they like. Oh, Rachel's getting off on you saying, it's a lazy.
That's kind of, I hope you should go dirty movie. First of all, there aren't any places to buy movies. You go on the internet now.
Yeah, you do them on the internet.
So you're going to say, get a dirty movie. You're thinking like 20 plus years ago. So that's not a thing anymore.
That's true.
Well, there's something. When we were trying to hook up this TV and the menu was coming up, and I don't see it anymore because I haven't chosen any of that. They had fun there. I think it might have been soft porn, but it's gone. You know how they have Netflix, Max, Hulu, you know, as your choices.
Yeah.
Well, when we first took it in, there was some soft porn, but I think it's gone to the fallen off or whatever because none of us have clicked into it.
Well, they do have, like, Penthouse and what was that one that we tried on the TV?
Oh, that was through DirecTV, though.
Was it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, anyway, they showed...
It was Vivid.
What was her name? The Long Island Lolita. What was her name again? She shot that guy's wife in the head. Well, anyway, she married a cop, and the two of them decided to make porn movies together. And I'll tell you, what a dead lay. I can't remember her name. But watching them, too. And if you ever saw Paris Hilton with Rick Solomon...
Amy Fisher.
That's who it was.
She's actually pretty hot.
She was hot, but them together, and he, let's just say, he had a nice package, okay? But it was like, she just was like,
not the ones I saw. Not the ones I saw. No.
You did not.
Oh, Amy Fisher was hot. She's look at her age now.
40s, maybe, I don't know.
Not in her 40s to 50s. Well, you know what? Those are old videos. But anyway,
is the Fascinating Super Speedway? What is that? Is that a...
I don't know what the hell that is. Right, Deb?
Yeah.
Click, 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 click.
Yeah, it's getting close.
We must.
Oh, you guys, we're going to miss you.
Yeah, hang on, Lisa. You know what?
I shuffled
the cards. And I pulled this, and she had this before, and I'm just going to read it.
It must be important.
All it says is, subject is from Archangel Michael, is don't settle for less.
Okay.
You are a child of the divine, and you deserve to have your dreams come true. Don't give up. But it could be this. You might tell her not to give up on this. I don't know what that means, right?
I think it's don't give up on him.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
It could be this, or maybe don't give up. And not him. She has to figure that out. That's her card, not mine.
Oh, are
that
you?
That is right. It is not mine.
Lisa, are you by Tucson?
No. No.
Oh, too bad. But there may be other places. We have a place here called.
You know, I've never been into porn. My second husband was into it big, and I just wanted to yawn and go to sleep. I don't like seeing that shit on TV. It just.
You know what?
Or wherever.
We've all been into porn. We've just never been filmed.
We've
all been doing all those things. We just never got filmed. We've done all those things.
Oh, yeah. I mean, no, acting it out and all that. But I don't like watching films. I just never. You know, I was in Germany for a period of time, and I stumbled into a theater. I don't know if things have changed now, but I stumbled into a theater on Sunday afternoon, and there were ladies dressed in their church scarves and coats and hats, and men dressed nicely, and on the screen was porn. They were watching porn.
That place was weird in the 80s and 90s. They got really weird over there. I think they're not doing that weird, bizarre.
No.
Remember Sprocket on SNL? That got really weird. Remember Sprocket? That was funny. Would you like to pet my monkey? Michael Myers was that. Dietrich. Wasn't it Dietrich?
Pump you up.
Yeah, no. That was the freaking weightlifter guy. No.
Oh.
Sprocket was there. Yeah. Black, the black German guy. All dressed in black, the German guy. Sprocket. It was
called Would You Like to Pet My Monkey? But they were, that was back when they were into that weird crap. That's why SNL did that stuff.
Those scripts that I watched were so boring. It was the same thing over and over again. A lot of geysers flushing.
Did she just say those scripts?
Yeah.
The geysers flushing and then into the air and the women going, ooh la la. And I just thought, oh my God, so boring. How do men get off on this? I'd rather see it in the flesh.
Well, of course. Oh, duh. Yeah. Those movies are for sometimes they're like a pregame warm-up.
Yeah.
Like a lot of us guys, when we were squids, we would go, before we went out to the clubs, we would maybe go to like little strip club type place,
yeah,
watch some of the chicks and get that testosterone flowing. And then we would go out to the club a lot more motivated.
Oh, jeez. Yeah.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah, baby.
Oh, switch it around. There was a place that we used to go to. There was a night of the week where they had a two-hour all-male review. And the chicks, only chicks allowed there. And then at 9 o'clock, it ended, and they let the guys in. So
yeah,
we would line up. We'd walk into this big giant club full of like hundreds of women just watched all these female dancers.
Oh,
and they
yeah.
just looked at you with these hungry eyes that were just incredible. It was like, yes, there is a God. Here I am. That was like the perfect scenario. They literally just got done watching Chippendales. And then the Chippendales left, and then they let the regular guys in, and all these women are just staring at the door all like hungry eyes. It's a beautiful thing. we got it now that we're running out of time. All right, thank you, Lisa.
Yeah, we're
going
to get
Thank you,
off.
Guys.
Cupid. Yeah, we got 2 minutes
Cupid.
Left.
Jesus. You guys. Love you all.
Good luck to you, my dear.
Yeah.
Dr. Love Show.
Keep going. Keep doing it.
Well, Ride the train. Let's see where it goes.
It's going somewhere.
Ride, Sally, ride.
Yeah.
Oh, right, yeah. Mustang Sally. Yeah. Mustang Sally. All right.
Oh, Australia started the Chippendales. I just heard from Rachel, who is our correspondent from Australia. Yes. So.
That's a long time ago. I mean, they started like in the 70s.
Yeah, they did.
But, hey, you know, hey, it's cool. It takes a long time for all those other countries stuff.
Take care, everybody. Stay well. Stay safe.